on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello, a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come in your homes again this day. This is a day the Lord hath made just especially for us. He said for us to rejoice and be glad therein. I rejoice because I'm able once again to bring to you something to believe in. That's something wonderful, and I'm so glad that God has touched me with that ministry. So let's go right now, listen to this song right here, and it's a praise song. It said, He touched me.
Shackled by the hand, He put it on. And shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. Touch me, oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened. You know, since I met this blessed Savior, and since He touched my life and cleansed me, made me whole, my soul reaches out and never ceases just to praise His holy name. And I'm going to shout, going to tell the world about eternity grows. For He touched me. Oh, He touched me.
He touched me.
For something wonderful happened, and now I know He touched me, and He made me.
Yes, sir, just one touch of the Master's hand will make us whole. There wasn't one man in the Bible that Jesus had to touch twice. You remember that? He said to the man, what do you see? And the man said, I see men as though they were shadows. And He touched him again, and then he could see. And he's a blind man healer. He's the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Well, I'm so glad that you've allowed me to come to your homes again today to tell you the beautiful story about Jesus and His love. I want to remember Ed and Mary Jo Ballingy. I hope they're doing well. Haven't heard from them lately. I hope they're doing good. And Maud Cruz, thank you, Maud, for the beautiful card and the words you said, praying for Martha and praying for myself. We need all the prayer that we can get. And I'm so glad that you have thought enough of me to pray for me, and I'm praying for you. So I'm going to send this song out to Maud Cruz, and I want to send it out to Ed and Mary Jo Ballinger, and then Alicia, Bobby, and Cinda Coulter, And I want to send it up to Louise and James Ellison and Betty Jo Adkins and Ernest Adkins and up to Barry and Patty. Now let's continue to remember these people in prayer and in Doris Neely. Let's continue to remember Doris Neely. And there's so many people I need to pray for. And don't you ever think that Brother Tommy is not praying for you. Well, I'm going to do this song for you here, and I hope you enjoy this song.
Well, some glad morning Gabriel's trumpet's going to sound. All God's children are going to rise. Those who have gone on waiting in the ground, they're going to rise up in the sky. You talk about a groundbreaking. Oh, what an earth shaking when our Lord returns. Flame is on. You talk about a groundbreaking. Oh, what an earth shaking when our Lord returns. Just a claim is on. I'd like to be standing by a loved one's graveside when our Lord declares that time shall be no more. Their grave will burst asunder, the slain's will come forth. There'll be a great celebration on that shore. You talk about a groundbreaking. Oh, what an earth shaking when our Lord returns to claim his own. You talk about a groundbreaking. Oh, what an earth shaking like unto that when Jesus takes us home. You talk about a groundbreaking. Oh, what an earth shaking when our Lord returns to claim his own. You talk about a groundbreaking. Oh, what an earth shaking, none like that when Jesus takes us home.
Yes, sir, when Jesus takes us home. You're talking about a ground shaking and a ground breaking. There's going to be a wonderful time. The Bible said the trump of God will sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together ever to be with the Lord in the air. That's good news, my friend, and it's the best news you're going to get from me. I'll tell you, there's nothing but gloom and doom in this world. I believe that Jesus is getting ready to come and get his bride. I tell you, the signs of time are pointing in that direction, and there's wars, rumors of wars and crime and violence everywhere. But just lift up your head, because the Bible said our redemption is drawing nigh. So we got something to look forward to, haven't we? Well, I'm so glad that you have allowed me to come in your homes again today with another message or something to believe in. Continue to pray for Martha and I. Drop me a letter and or a card. This is Christmas coming on, and it's going to be a sad time. I'm going to go over to be with Martha on the 18th. We got the Christmas dinner over there the 18th, and I'll be praying for her and praying for you. She's just not doing any good, but I would like to have some more music of hers, but I don't have them. But anyhow, we'll get on as many as we possibly can. Well, let's go now and listen to this song, and hope you enjoy this one also.
Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever, and I hope we'll walk the last mile together. For our little ones, and we've known happiness, and we've known some sad times too.
We walked in the sunshine, we fought the stormy weather, and I hope we'll walk the last mile.
I hope
My wish for you. I hope that you can walk the last mile together. Well, let's remember also Glenna Brown. I hope she's doing real well. And then Ruby Dixon in this next song. I want to remember these two ladies, and I appreciate their card and their support on this radio ministry. I appreciate all of you, because without your help and your support, we wouldn't be here today. But thank God we've been here since 86. And carrying on the good news of the gospel. And I hope that we can continue as long as I have breath. Those steps over there, they're getting awful high. I told the people, I said, when I get so I can't get up these steps, then I'll have to quit doing radio ministry. But anyhow, it's worth the climb.
Has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shined through? Has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call him a friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? Has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that he answered you and would keep you the whole night? Has it been since you woke? dawn and felt that the day was worth living. Can you call him a friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? That you knew that he cared for you.
That's true. You know, I tried to run from God one time. I quit preaching. I said, I'm not going to preach anymore. And I hung up my Bible. I quit preaching. And that song hounded me. That was the number one on the charts at that time. And every time I'd get out in the car, I'd turn the radio on, and lo and behold, that song would be there. How long has it been since you talked with the Lord? I knew that God had my answer, but I was running from God, and you've probably been down the same road, and I just wanted to get away from it all. I was tired. I was weary because I had been evangelizing and preaching and leaving my family, going to Ohio and Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, and all those places, and I wanted to be back home. The devil told me, said, well, you're not living a normal life. Your family's getting away from you and everything. So I come home and I quit preaching. But every time I turn the radio on, that song would come up. And that's a beautiful song. How long has it been? I knew when I called on God, and I'll tell you what changed my life. Martha said to me one night, we started to get into bed, and we'd already got into bed. And I said, Martha, what are we going to do? I said, I've come to the end of my road. I can't go any farther. And Martha was unsaved at that time. And she said, well, I'll tell you what we better do. We better pray. And we called upon God. And God has blessed us ever since then with ministry and churches and everything. And you have been a blessing to me. And if I've never said that, I'm very sorry. Because without you, this broadcast would not be possible. And with your help and your support, we're going to carry on for the Lord. Well, here's a recitation. I'm going into the message. It said, men do cry.
Dear son, I wish that I was able to write the words that are wedged within my heart tonight. As I sit here watching the stars, and I kind of wonder, son, just where you are tonight. You know, son, it's a funny thing how close to war can bring a family which for years with pride kind of kept the emotions down deep inside. And I'm so sorry. But when you were small, I let a reserve build up, a great big wall. And I told you that men never cry. And it was Mom who always dried your tears and soothe that hurt away so that you could hurry up and get back to your play. But son, down deep within my heart, I long to have some little part and kiss that small tear-stained face. But we were men, and men just don't embrace. Now, son, suddenly I find a full-grown man and a child no more. And so tonight, you're far away across the sea, waging a war for men like me. Well, to know pride and what is right just don't seem to go hand in hand tonight. And I find my eyes won't stay quite dry. And sometimes men do cry. And tonight, if we stood, we're face to face, and I think that we would find that men do embrace. Son, you know dads, and sons are a lot alike. If I failed you in some way, not because I love you less, I guess it's a thing they call manliness. I had the power to write the thoughts of my heart tonight. Those words would ring out loud and true. I'm proud, my boy, so proud of you. And grown men do cry. And Mom and Dad who lost their son fighting for a country they love, their hearts do cry tonight.
in the scripture was very important, and that was over in the King James Version of the Bible. I went to the 11th chapter, and the 11th chapter is labeled in the Bible the roll call of the heroes of faith. Well, that just brought on another question. I'm a question person. I just don't settle with just that. I wondered then, how come only they are heroes and everybody else in the Bible ain't? I wondered why they didn't put Peter, James, and John. Why didn't Paul write about Peter, James, and John, and James? Why didn't he write about all of those? Why did he only call these men heroes? Or these ladies in this 11th chapter heroes? Well, that intrigued me, and it made me to wonder, just what is a hero? I mean, you know, we even in this Iraqi war, and I'm not comfortable with that. Many people have been made heroes, and many have really been just left behind. We seem like we want to say something in a heroic fashion about one, but we forget, and I'd like to say this morning, all men who ever served in the United States Army, Navy, Marine, Coast Guard, everywhere you served, you are a hero. Give them a hand. You're a hero. And this morning we want you to know that, because what is heroes? Well, let's go to the book of Hebrews in the 11th chapter and find out. And I picked out this very particular verse here in verse 13 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims upon this earth. For they that say these things declare plainly that they seek a country. Well, now, the other translation would say a better country. And what are really heroes? Well, heroes are no different in biblical terms than they are in our terms. You see, they were biblical heroes because they had faith in God. They had faith in God. If you go down through the book of Hebrews in the 11th chapter, and every one of them will say, by faith Abraham, by faith Abel, by faith Moses, all of these people had great faith. Then what makes our heroes today? Men and women that are fighting today have faith in our country. They have confidence in our country. Oh, I know there's a lot of pros and cons, and please don't think I'm preaching a political sermon. I am, but I ain't. But there's a lot of pros and cons today about the war. Many say we ought not be over there, so therefore they protest. Many say we ought to be over there, so therefore they protest. And it seems like that we're living in a time when they're not only are we in the middle of a war, but we've also got a war in the stateside because many are for it and many are against it. And guess what? The other day, a statement was made that our president is the most hated man in the world. I thought, man, what a statement to make about the president of the United States. I mean, regardless of politics, how disrespectful can we get? But we've come to that point. Because, you see, heroes are people just like the biblical people. They are fighting for our country, and they serve our country because they got faith in our country. They got confidence in our country. You see, what they're wanting us to have is a better country. That's why they're fighting across the waters. That's why every one of us went into war. That's why every one of us was willing to sign on the dotted line. We wasn't willing to take all the punishment that we took. I mean, I never will forget my first day in Uncle Sam's Navy. Oh, they treated me so nice. They fed me good. They gave me some brand new clothes. I mean, from the underwear out. I had a brand new shoes. I had brand new socks. I mean, they made me a brand new man. And I mean, they treated me to a nice meal. And they couldn't treat me any better. I see Randy smiling. He knows where I'm coming from. So anyhow, that day was a great day. So finally we bedded down that night after we were sworn in. And lo and behold, the next day everything changes. Around about 4 o'clock in the morning, okay, you guys, let's get on the floor. Well, my lands, we rolled out of the bed about 4 o'clock in the morning. And some of us are yawning and everything, and some fellow hollers, straighten it up now, straighten it up, you're United States Navy men now. And I mean, hey, everything has changed. All of a sudden, the whole picture has changed. Well, we didn't know anything about the terminology of the United States Navy, so we kind of leaned up against the wall. Trying to, hey, this is 4 o'clock in the morning, man, it just ain't suiting us. And some guy squalls out, "Get off the bulkhead!" I didn't know what a bulkhead was.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came to dwell among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself this question: who am I?
Cross he would go, then Who kind of music. And I'll tell you, this contemporary stuff they got out now, I just can't do it. And I'm looking for some good soundtracks where I can do some good old-fashioned singing. I remember a lady said one time, said, "I'd be glad when Christmas is over so we can get back to singing some of the church songs." Well, the Christmas songs are church songs. Joy to the world, the Lord has come, and oh, come all you faithful, and all these little town of Bethlehem. And hey, that is, those songs ought to be sung every Sunday. And, there's nothing wrong with that. And I magnify the Lord in many different ways. So I'm so glad you've opened your homes, your convalescent place, the penitentiaries, wherever you are.
something to believe in with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.